have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Rice. We are elated to be with you on today. It has been a little bit because we were preparing for Elation Honors. We give God all the glory. Welcome to the Just For You podcast. And we want to share with you some exciting things that the Lord has done, is doing, and will do for each and every one of us. We send a shout out to you, the listeners. Thank you for tuning in. I've been getting inboxes and prayers, and I want to say thank you for loving us so much. We appreciate you here at Just For You and Elation Radio. We appreciate you, and we want you to know we're excited you're with us again this week. To our fabulous producer and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do. To our Elation family and to all of you and my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., we love you, we love you, we love you, and we're praying. And most of all, to the guest of honor, greater of all things, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and our Abba Father, we welcome him into this podcast that he may do what he will for what needs to be done for each and every one of you. I'm excited, as you can hear. The Lord has been good. The Lord, hallelujah, has been good. The last time I was on here, I was broadcasting from my hospital room. But on today, hallelujah, I give him all the glory that I am here in my home and able to speak to each and every one of you with joy and with love. God is good. Now, many of you, this may be your first time, and if you are a return listener, thank you for returning. But I want to share with you, for those this is the first time that you're listening in, what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategy to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Before we begin on tonight's teaching and exhortation, we want to go to the Lord in prayer. We want to thank him for all things as we prepare for many to set the table, to be able to discuss with family how good God has been. We want to remember everyone that may not be in that position as well. We want to lift up the name of the Lord, that he can be glorified and lifted high. Will you join me with a word of prayer? Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for being the creator. We thank you for loving on us. We thank you for being all that you are all in all, and those things that we need you to be, and even in things we don't know what we need you to be. We just come before you to thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your power Thank you for your majesty. Thank you for everything concerning not only our lives, but the world we live in. Thank you for just being good all by yourself. Thank you for being God all by yourself. I thank you that we know that you live, reign, and you do what you promise. On that, we say thank you. Thank you for being a healer. Thank you for being a deliverer. Thank you for doing all that we need done in our lives, because we are calling on the name of the Lord. We invite you into this podcast to have your divine will and way, to show up and to show out, to give wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and to help us to be able to hear what it is that is needed in this hour. Forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, I thank you for joining me in prayer. And we're trusting God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My heart is filled with love. My heart is filled with thanks, because he didn't, hallelujah, have to do it, but he did. He woke us all up this morning. He started us all on our way. And whatever the day has brought, we're still here to be able to say thank you. We can speak, ha, hallelujah. We can give him praise, hallelujah. And just for who he is, and just because he's wonderful, he's majestic, he's our God. Hallelujah. I'm excited on today. Well, listen, we're going to try to get through this teaching, and our teaching today is going to be coming from 2 Corinthians, the second chapter. Again, that 2 Corinthians, the second chapter, I will be reading, Lord willingly, from the King James Version. We want God to speak to us. We're going to talk about thanksgiving and victory. Hallelujah. We're going to begin at verse 1. But I determined this with myself, that I would not come again to you in heaviness. This is Paul talking. And if I make you sorry, who is he that maketh me glad, but the same which is made sorry by me? And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I came, I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy, hallelujah, is the joy of you all. Hallelujah is the joy. Let's stop right there. What Paul was saying is, there's a time in leadership when you have to come, and there might be heaviness. But he didn't want to come that anyone be sorry, but he wanted to come in the spirit of compassion. I want you to know, as believers, we cannot just exist on a shout. We cannot just do anything in and of ourselves, that we just do things in a routine, realistic order. We have to have compassion one for another. We have to have the ability to stand tall in his word and accept the fact that he is God, and that he wants us to be compassionate one to another. Why is compassion and love important? Because it is the epitome of God. It is the place of who he is. When we think of love, we think of him. When we think of, when we go through something, can we be real? We expect the God that we say we believe in to show up. So Paul is saying here, again in 3, and I wrote the same unto you, lest when I came, I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all that my joy is the joy of you all. Listen, there's some times you're going to have to come into an environment where there is heaviness and where there is pain, where there is sickness, where there, listen to me carefully. You're going to have to find what God is speaking to you as a believer to do. How do I know that? Just recently in my hospital stay, I knew I was there for me to be healed. I knew it was my assignment from God to hear and to watch what he wanted me to see. Why? Because it wasn't just for me going to the hospital. There is always some spiritual assignment if we open our ears and our eyes to see. Why? Because someone else needs the Lord. If it's always about my belief and my ability to praise him, when there are others around who need to know him or who know him, and I don't invoke his presence in, am I truly a believer? Am I allowing them the opportunity to receive joy? Let's continue on. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye, hallelujah, might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. Have you ever gone through something where it is in pain and you know that you've done all that you can do in the midst, but yet the love of God, a word from God, gives you strength to continue to press forward? I know it's true in the hospital. I know he gave me strength to be able to still do podcasts, to be able to still speak into the lives of people on Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. He allowed it because he wanted his power to be seen. Why? Because he has loved one for another. Amen. But if I have caused grief, he hath grieved me, but in part, that I may not overcharge you all. Listen, a true believer's joy is to always look at something to bring joy, enlightenment, clarity, and peace to a situation. Recently, we had our Elation Honors. It was a beautiful, beautiful event, but there were some hiccups only because I knew when I went into the hospital, came home, I would be a little weary. But I had confidence in God. I had confidence in our Elation team, who did a beautiful job to get everything organized. Why? Because when you work one with another, we have to keep God in the forefront. We have to believe God for what he says. We have to trust that he will do what he promised to do. So it is never in the believer's heart a place of grief for those. As believers, we believe, how do we make things better for the kingdom? Amen. He goes on to talk in 6. Sufficient to such a man is the punishment which is inflicted of many. Listen, pastors. Listen, leaders. Listen to those who want to be in authority. Our foremost job is to listen to God, that we cause joy, peace, wisdom, understanding through feeding the sheep, and to be able to help them to understand what the will of God is. It is not our duty to impose our personal opinions, our thoughts of what we feel, and it does not match the word of God. In everything we do, we must watch the actual lifestyle of Jesus. How did he handle trouble? What did he say when he was in a very pressing situation? How did he show victory in the midst of chaos? In the midst of we sit, we breathe, we pray, and we listen, and God will do the work. Listen, I've never seen him fail when we utilize biblical principles and biblical applications in our lives and situations. We're encouraged today to know that Paul knew how to serve. 7, so that contrarywise, you ought to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps some or such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. What is he saying? Do we have a forgiving heart? Do we have a heart to look at things when they are wrong to pray through, but firm enough to speak truth that there may be healing, there might be growth, there might be things to take place that the kingdom is pleased with? As believers, as leaders, as followers of Christ, it is his will and his way that when someone is going through, that we acknowledge the fact that they're going through, but we pray for them. We bear the infirmities of the weak, that God may be glorified. Wherefore, I beseech you that ye would confirm your love towards him. Confirm it towards the kingdom. Confirm your love towards mankind. Confirm it. Make sure it's known. Anybody can say, and I talk about it all the time, I love you. You know how loosely we use that word? I love you. I love you. Love is an action word. What you cannot do, do you go out of your way to do? Do you make the strides to show the kingdom that you want to fulfill his heart's desire as winning souls? Do we go out of our way to read our word? Do we go out of our way to be intimate with him? Do we go out of our way that when there's family discourse or different things happen, that we learn how to love? What about this holiday season? There are many people gathering. I pray that if there are any odd feelings, if there are any uncomfortableness of family members not getting along, or there are things going on that cause a stress and a strain, that you invoke the presence of God, that you ask him to come in to heal and to help. Many people are experiencing where loved ones are afflicted. Many have died. And this season for them is not a joy. Therefore, the compassion of God must be there. Don't be so quick to think that everything is always all right. Let us be mindful to check in. Let us be mindful to make sure. That way, we know that God will be pleased. What am I saying? That on tonight, on tomorrow, when God lays it on your heart, check on those seniors. Check on that person God has put on your heart. Let them know that you're available. Let them know that you're praying. Let them know, because oftentimes we find this season, beginning in Thanksgiving, that more people battle suicide and battle issues because of the pressures of the holiday. As believers, I am going to encourage you to please make yourselves available to what you can do to help somebody through. If you see that a loved one has died and someone is experiencing grief, make sure you let them know you're praying for them and thinking about it. What happens often after a funeral, we all praise God, we worship, we love on the family. Weeks later, you cannot be found. I cannot be found, but the devil is alive because we do go out of our ways. I make it a personal challenge and a personal note that when a funeral has taken place of a loved one, a friend, or someone that I know, I don't want to just be there for the services or to participate in the services. I want to follow up when everybody's gone home. I want to follow up and make sure that they have what they need, and best as I can to make sure, if we're able to do it, to make sure we get them the right resources or be able to do it for them. Listen, Anybody can say, I love you. But love shows up in many ways. I commend my husband, the Elation team, all that have been calling and checking on me because it meant a lot. Until you're in a position, even though you give out the word, even though you try to encourage others, there's going to be a time every now and then in your life when you're going to need the encouragement. Why am I saying that? Because it meant something when the word was revealed. The word says you reap what you sow. So to feel the love, to know I was cared for, I thank God it's because I also cared for others. I pray you listen to that for this holiday season. Maybe it's your loved one that's going through something. Let them know how loved they are. Let them understand it will get better. Let them know by showing them love and not telling them. Amen. And I thank God for that. Let's keep reading. Verse 8, wherefore I beseech you that ye would confirm your love towards him, for to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things. You know when people are listening, when they hear and they follow through. You know when Paul was saying, I'm coming to a people. I'm encouraging you and teaching you the right way to live. My expectation is not that you tell me you love me, but that the obedience of your actions show what it means. What a blessing. To whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. And if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it. For your sake, forgave I. It's in the person of Christ. Other words, don't forgive in your matter. Well, I'm going to forgive, but I'm just not going to do this. And I'm not going to do that. And that's not the way of God. Forgiveness is a purity of heart to release the things that have caused the issue, the things that have caused. Now, sometimes it may require a discussion. It may require something more than I forgive you. But whatever it is, it should be in the mind of Christ as a believer. We should not do it in our flesh or in our spirit man in a negative or mean way. We should speak from our hearts with the presence of God, expecting him to move, that things will be rectified. Okay? Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. What does that scripture mean? He comes but for to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes that we will be in a bound position versus a joyous position. Whenever your joy is compromised, Satan is nearby. Ever had a day where it seemed like everything went wrong? Satan was nearby. Have you ever felt you tried to do the right thing, but it seemed like it got worse the more you tried to make it better? Satan was somewhere nearby. Have you ever seen that you know you applied the right biblical principles, but it seemed like it went exact opposite? Satan was somewhere nearby. But may I encourage you to know anytime you use biblical application and the word that God gets glory out of it. But we must make sure our mindsets are right. We must make sure that our hearts are right in order for someone to feel the love and the forgiveness that we say we have. It should be displayed through our love. It's important. Because he just said, we're not ignorant to Satan's devices. We're not ignorant to how he tries to trick us up or lie or deceive or do any of those things. It is his job to do it. So why are we as believers not aware that it's him? Do we not know that he comes in all forms, but our positioning, our ability as believers and sisters and brothers in Christ is to pray through. And every time, when you do what the Word of God says, it will manifest the results thereof. Let me say that again. Every time you do what the Word of God says, I promise you, it will manifest the results thereof. 12. Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me of the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit, because I found not Titus my brother. But taking my leave of them, I went from thence into Macedonia. Listen, we ought to have enough love in our hearts, in the body of Christ, that when our siblings of Christ are not in church, when they're not where they need to be, that we check on, that we find out how they are. When you do that, it literally changes the person's life. Why? Because they feel loved. They feel cared for. In the gospel, there are a lot of people that may be pastoring, preaching. It's not just about you. When you have an event, when you do this, when you do that, God is the head. Therefore, we must make sure our sisters and brothers in the gospel are well. We must make sure, hey, is there anything I can help you with? Why? Because ministries, especially new ministries that are birthed, they need help. They need wisdom. They need advice. Some may need resources. But whatever it is the body of Christ's responsibility to love and to show love and to be love. Why are we to be love? Because someone will know he lives. I want the world to know who Jesus is, not by me being there, not by me always speaking, not by me, but feel his presence and his love. I want to share a testimony with you. Recently, when I was in the hospital, I was, Lord, let your will be done. I want to be used of you. Show me what you would have me to do. And then I had a roommate. This roommate was perceived to have been, according to medical records, not quote unquote in their full mind. And I said to myself, uh-oh, here we go. And the Lord himself let me know, this is your assignment. In that, I began to pray. As I began to pray, I began to hear the voice of the Lord even the more. And I prayed even the more for my roommate. When I recognized the power of God is when she said, I see God in you. When I say I broke down and really could cry the more for someone who is not to perceive that things around them are a certain way, and to see God meant everything to me. To know I wasn't preaching. I wasn't on the podcast at that time. I wasn't doing anything that would allow someone to believe that I was a minister, a pastor, or any of that. I simply showed love. Love is power. Love is more than you could ever imagine. And when it flows from the heart of God to your heart, to another individual, the same person, by the time I left, we were worshiping God in song, we were praying, we were uplifting one another, we were encouraging one another. This is why I say to you, only God can assign you where you need to be. He knows what to do. us how to be able to make the necessary adjustments that need to be made in our lives. He knows what you're facing. He knows what you're going through. And yet he's loving and kind to send us all someone that loves us, that cares about us, and that is concerned about what we're going through. That is the favor and the blessings of God. But can I also tell you, there'll be many people that won't have a family on tomorrow. There'll be many people that won't feel like eating turkey and dressing. Maybe they're going through an affliction. Maybe they've had a lost loved one and they're grieving for their presence. There are many that are homeless. There are many that goes through so much during this time that they don't even want to see what Thanksgiving is about. Will you take the challenge to make sure wherever you go, whatever you do, whatever you post, that you give God all the glory, that they may be encouraged, that they may be strengthened through your presence because you're carrying the oil of God, that they may know that their situation isn't hopeless, but that it is a blessing in spite of the pain, in spite of whatever the loss is, in spite of this world's condition, that God is still God. He still sits on the throne. He still watches over us. He still makes a way out of no way. He will do what he said. And even in that he'll make sure that when it's seems as if it's the day a person didn't want to face, that here comes love. Here comes someone that says, I love you. Another example of love, when I had a former neighbor who said to me, I knew I was loved from the first day I met you. I knew you and your husband were really people who love, because I didn't feel it just because you said. I watched. I examined what you did. I saw you working in the neighborhood. I saw you when someone died that you were there. I witnessed it when my own family. And that blessed my soul. Why? Because if we're going to walk this gospel, if we're going to preach this gospel, we have got to come to a place that when we serve, God is glorified. Hallelujah! In everything we do, whatever we say, that he is glorified. He is lifted up. He gets the glory because it all belongs. Hallelujah! It all belongs to him. Our lives belong to him. Our families belong to him. Our ministries belong to him. Your job belongs to him. Schools belong to him. What am I saying? We can't take credit for anything. He gets the glory for everything that's going on. And when we find ourselves being blessed in any capacity, may it be that we say, to God be the glory. When we say thank you, that he's included in our thank you. Oh, yadadabasha, that he knows he's loved, that he knows that he is Lord, that he knows that he is being worshiped and lifted up because we give him the glory. Which is why we come to the next scripture, which is our foundation scripture for our ministry. This scripture is what has taken us to and through many doors. After Paul went to Macedonia and didn't see Titus, and his heart was grieved, but yet he had a work to do. I want to tell you, you're going to have a work to do, and God is going to be glorified. It comes to this scripture that blesses me immensely to know that God loves us and trusts us enough to do his will. It says in the 2 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the favor of his knowledge by us in every place. What are you saying, Pastor Michelle? It's in my home that the favor of his knowledge is made known. It's in the places that I am, in a hospital, that the favor of his knowledge by us is known. And that thanks be unto him. Hallelujah. I just want to read it again. Now thanks be unto God, which causeth us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the favor of his knowledge by us in every place. I need you to know wherever your feet shall tread, he ought to be made known that the savor of his knowledge is by you, that someone could know he lives, he moves, and he reigns. He is majestic. He is holy. He is everything that we need and more. Somebody today needs to know they can be saved. If you're listening tonight and you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I am inviting you into the family of Christ. All you need to do is to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth he is saved according to Romans 10:9-10. And when you do, to yoke yourself up with other believers, that you are able to maintain the life that you have in Christ. Why is that important? Because before you accept, I want you to make an informed decision. I want you to think about what it costs to live this life. I want you to think about how it is that you'll be able to have yourself walk away from sin. Who is going to walk with you? Who is going to pray for you? Who is going to stand in the gap as you grow? I need you that when you make this decision to know you will not be by yourself. There are many believers that have had to yoke up with others because that's how they stay strong. This is why believers go to a church, and this is why they find fellowship in the body of Christ. Why? Because they want to be whole. We want to live the life God gives us to live, that someone will want to come into the body of Christ. I want to encourage you on today. Let your heart be in God to have compassion to others and to know that it is well. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Jesus is concerned about everything we go through. There are times when we don't even know what decision to make. But when you call on the name of the Lord, he promised to answer. I'm excited today, not only about another Thanksgiving, because it's another day. I'm excited to know his word is true, that when we look to the hills, from whence cometh all of our help, all, not some, of our help cometh from the Lord thy God, which hath made the heavens and the earth. Isn't that good news? You're never alone when you're in the body of Christ. Even when you feel lonely, he's there. This is why we have to teach that you can't get caught up in what you see just in a church building. And when you hear the note hit a certain chord, or when you see a certain group of people, or when you hear, you must know God for yourself. You must know him at home where you should be praying. You must know him wherever you are. That we just read this scripture, the favor of his knowledge by us. will bring us victory in every place? Are you an overcomer through the life that you live? Do you struggle with how do you get through? We've all faced things that we need the Lord for. And I'm honored to say that in our weakness, then are we made strong. Don't let anybody make you feel you're not good enough for the kingdom. You can't make it through. But may I warn you, it is not good to keep living in a manner or way you know displeases God because you think you have time. We must condition our hearts and our minds to be about our Father's business. As believers, we should draw closer to Him now than we've ever drawn close to Him before. It didn't take me going into a hospital to get close to Him, because every day I make it a point to be intimate with Him, to thank Him for the day, to praise Him for who He is, to ask Him what it is that I need on that. Do you know we pray the Lord's Prayer as people of God, as those that don't even and haven't accepted being in God? And yet, sometimes, I don't believe everyone hears what it really means. When we say, our Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. That is our daily life in the Lord. To acknowledge Him, to understand His provision, to know His protection, that He will not lead us into evil, but He will deliver us from it, and that the glory belongs to Him. I close again with 2 Corinthians, the second chapter, the 14th verse. Now thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. I pray this week's exhortation has blessed your heart, blessed your soul, blessed your life in such a way that He be glorified and that He gets all of the glory for all that we do and say as believers. I love you on today. Thank you again for your prayers, your support through this time. It has meant much. It is manifesting because it is changing my life, and the Lord is healing my body, and I'm excited about it. I want to say a special thank you to our very own Dr. Kimmy Robinson through it all, that has been supportive of me. I love you, my sister. You are such a blessing in my life. And I don't want to say I love you without showing that love not only privately, but publicly to all of our listeners, to those when we're publicly. I want people to know that Don, Pastor Don, and I truly love you and thank you. I thank not only you, the listeners, our Elation family, and so many that have shown love during this time. Let us celebrate. If this is your birthday month, the month of November, we want you to know here at Elation Radio and the Just For You podcast, we celebrate you. If you've had a baby, maybe you bought a home, maybe, hey, God has blessed you to be debt-free from your school loans. Come on, somebody. Let's shout, because I understand loans are being wiped away. I want you to know we're celebrating with you. On the other side, on the other end of the spectrum, there are so many things that affect us in our Christian life. Perhaps there's been a loss of a job. Perhaps there's been a death of a family member. Perhaps there's been something that has caused you to really, really need the Lord even the more. I want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we are praying for you. I send a condolence out to my family, the Hodges family, and all of you that have lost a loved one. I want you to know we are praying for you. We understand what it means to go through pain and to understand. It was the night of the Elation Honors, a night of honor, a night of celebration that my aunt went home to be with the Lord. But the peace and the comfort is this. But I know she was saved. I want you to be encouraged if your loved one is faithful or you have experienced that your family, friends, whoever it may have been, may have passed on. The Lord is still good. He's still merciful. He's still kind. And he's still gracious. Hold on to him and allow him to heal and to cover your family, your friends, your loved ones, and all that is going through. I want to say a special prayer for the young lady who was murdered and or killed in Cabo, to her family, to her friends, to all those that truly loved her. May God be with you in this hour. We recognize the pain. We recognize the heartlessness. But we pray also for those that were involved. May God have mercy. And we're praying for all the families involved because everyone is experiencing pain. So we want you to know we're praying for those situations, even in our own city of so many countless at times murders and things that happen. I want you to know when things like that happen, don't give up on God. Cling to him the more. He is there for us and he loves us in spite of the wrongs or the things that happen in our life. I want you to know there are times we all go through need. There have been many, many resources available in the St. Louis area and across the United States. There is the United Way. And in the St. Louis area, if you have a need for housing, for food, whatever that might be, you would call 211. Again, that's 211. And they will connect you with a resource intake specialist that will be able to help you with what you need. We have Urban League St. Louis. UrbanLeagueSTL.com is there with 55 programs and also resources and everything that families would need to be empowered and strengthened. And we thank God for them. We also want you to know if the library, that's the St. Louis County Libraries, that's SLCL.org. They offer flow kits for women, which are for sanitary napkins, things of that nature that will be able to help a woman if you're in a rush, something happens, and you're in need. On the other side, they also offer diapers for the young, the babies. So please call slcl.org for more information or watch online for that. We want to say a kudos, congratulations to all that served on the Elations team for Elations Honors. Our honorees were honored with class. They were blessed, and we were blessed to be with them all for the Elations Honors. I want to say we love you. It was an honor to plan and to chair. And I thank you, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, for trusting me with the vision. We love you. And we want to say thank God for all that were in attendance. And let's pray you could be the next honoree. We're lifting God's name up that he will reveal next year's honorees. So pray for our Elation Honors team as we are in prayer for next year's Elations Honors. And congratulations to all of the honorees. We are praying also and thanking God for Urban League St. Louis. On yesterday, they had an awesome food drive for the community. Please, by all means, look up not only ULSTL, but all of your areas, the resources that are available. We so often do not know what they are because we don't know where to look. I'm giving you nationwide organizations that can help you through difficult times. Please look them up. Well, we've come to the close of another podcast. I want to remind you again that the Women of Elation will be back in January. All of our sessions for this year are closed out on Clubhouse. We normally are on the second and fourth Friday, but we will be bringing you more information on when we will return in January. So please keep your calendars ready for that. We'll be looking forward to attending. Hey, speaking of that, we had the Women of Elations doing our Elation Honors. We want to give a shout out for all the nights. Friday night, we had Bishop Ernest Richard with open mic with the Bishop and Pastor's Corner. God bless you. We had Beyond the Fence in the House with David Benson, Chase Samuels, DBG Jr., and Will G., the DJ. We want to thank you for traveling to St. Louis and inspiring those that attended the concert. On Saturday morning, we had Evangelist Cynthia Bennett with Jadasa, who came and taught on domestic violence. I want you guys to thank God we have organizations that will give us information in times of need. We send our love to her, as well as our own Bishop Ernest Richard, who gave a presentation on Saturday. Then on Saturday evening was the gala. We thank everyone for participating. And hey, did you know that Elation Honors has young people? That's right. We have honorees that are of youth. Our high school students are our high school influencers, our youth influencer, as well as our high school servant leader, which was a new addition for Elation Honors. We celebrate them. You all know I love me some young people. So we're glad they were in the house. And Hannah, who made a presentation as a presenter. God bless you, Anna. God bless you, Candace, Joseph, and our very Joseph Stewart and Xavier L. Smith, our honoree. God bless you, young people. We love you, we love you, we love you. And we'll be having volunteers of young people next year, so we'll give you more information as we evolve. Well, we've come to the end of this podcast. I want to thank you again for joining the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. I love you, I appreciate you, and look forward to you joining us again on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We say thank you for joining us. Also, we want you to join us on Mondays with Pastor Don and myself for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly on Facebook Live at 8:30 Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, if you'd like to shoot over your community announcement, we'd love to read it for you and to let others know what you're doing in the community. You can send that information to me via Facebook Live. I will get it. I will read it for you and let others know what you're doing in the community. I want you to please pray for me as we get caught up. As you know, we've been away, been in the hospital, so there are a lot of things that we want to catch up on to let you know what's going on in the community. God has been good. Do you know that? He's kept us all. He's keeping us all that we need. He's making a way. I want to pray us out. God bless you. May you and your family and those that you're charged to, assigned to on tomorrow be blessed. But remember, every day is a day of thanksgiving. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We holler your name. We love you and appreciate you for coming into this week's podcast, allowing us to return another week. You've been good, and we say thank you. Thank you for caring about us. Thank you for sending a ministering angels all about all of us to keep us in all of our ways. We thank you, God, for allowing us to have what we all have, to do what we all do in you, and to be who we are in you. We accept that you are Lord. And for those who are saved, we ask that they come into the body of Christ, that you would lead them, guide them, direct them. All the prayers that are prayed on behalf of them coming into the body of Christ, that you will bring it to pass. And we will say thank you, praise you, and honor you forevermore. We love you so much. We ask that you forgive each and every one of us of our sins, and we forgive others. We ask that you bless Elation Radio, bless our very own Dr. Kimmy Robinson and her family, and bless all of our Elation families, the listeners, and for my home. Continually keep your hand upon us, and we will thank you forevermore. To the one who feels hopeless, to the one who feels they have no one, God, assign your ministering angels, assign your people that there be love in the land, and we will thank you forevermore. So help us, give us strength, give us wisdom in this hour that you may be glorified, and we will thank you forevermore. Thank you so much for what you've done and what you continue to do. Even for those who don't even know you, call your name. You've been gracious. You've been kind. You are loving. And for that, we say thank you. Thank you for everything. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, I want to thank you for loving and for praying and for doing what you do, not only for me, not only for Dr. Kimmy, not only for those that are around you, but because God has assigned you to someone's life. Don't take it lightly. thank God for the opportunity to serve. This has been your host, Pastor Michelle Y. Wright of the Just For You podcast. Until next time, may the Lord be with us all, and may he cause his face to shine upon us. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Before, to my